Hey, I'm Mike.
Hey, I'm Ethan.
I watched the first half of Leprechaun Origins.
I watched the second half of Leprechaun Origins.
And this is the other half. Watch till you can't. This doesn't feel right, because I didn't sign up for this.
I didn't sign up for this either. I did. I wanted you exactly to sign up for this, because you know what?
Fuck
you skipped
asshole.
Out of the good movies. You skipped out of the ones that I love.
Yeah,
you skipped out of my favorite movie, where I'm just a feral beast.
Yeah.
And I don't have any thoughts or feelings.
You're not wearing a little leprechaun outfit.
I look so fashionable nude.
I didn't believe it was you for the longest time.
Yeah, I couldn't recognize you. I thought this was just
like, what's this creepypasta creature running
That's
around?
That's exactly it! It looks like shit, dude!
It does look like shit.
What is this?
That's so bad,
what?
Dude.
Why did someone think that this was a good idea? He doesn't even look like a fucking leprechaun!
This is why you probably were like looking through... I'm not even going to throw this on you. We were looking probably through all the movies and we're like, this doesn't have a leprechaun on the cover. Obviously, it's not a leprechaun movie.
So, I'll be honest. I don't know why I wasn't included.
I think we just were looking through the covers.
I just assumed there was another one. I type in leprechaun to search for it.
This one didn't come up.
No, I didn't see Origins.
No.
I saw Returns.
Yeah.
And I was like, that must be it.
You put all these movies next to each other. There's a leprechaun on the cover for every single one of them.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And this one has a fucking leprechaun hand with gold.
With gold.
There's a reason you're showing a leprechaun, because it looks like ass.
It looks like shit.
I also feel so bad.
For the actor playing the leprechaun.
Because the thing about these, this is a WWE movie.
Hornswoggle.
He's a wrestler.
Yeah.
This is his debut movie, and he's in a pretty much like a huge prosthetic mask the whole time.
Yeah. He's not even having fun.
No. He doesn't get to say anything.
Okay, right? Okay, so he doesn't say anything in your half either?
No.
Because in mine, he's just a feral beast.
He's just a feral beast the whole time. I was hoping.
What a missed opportunity.
Well, I was hoping.
What is the point of a leprechaun movie if you don't have a leprechaun running around making jokes and wearing
exactly,
wearing
that's what I was saying. I wanted you to know the highs and lows of this horse franchise. You need to see everything. You were like, ho, this is, the lows in this series are not as bad as the ones in Hellraiser.
This
I want to let you know. This is the lowest of the low.
Yeah.
You wish I was being gross to women again, don't you? Fuck off.
This is terrible. This is awful.
It is almost
impossible to watch.
It is unbearable. So as Leprechaun was saying, like, this is almost as bad as the worst Hellraiser movie.
Yeah,
the saving grace with this movie is that there's no creepy like rapist vibes.
Yeah.
It's just a pretty much straightforward horror movie. But it's so straightforward that it makes it the most dull thing to watch in the entire world.
And it feels wrong to include it in a leprechaun series.
Absolutely. This feels like a fever dream.
Yeah.
Like, this is just like an alternate universe where someone made a leprechaun movie and was like, this is a feral ghoul. We'll just make that. And they do, and it sucks, and they never make another one after that.
Because
the thing is we watch these out of order, right? So,
right.
Leprechaun Origins comes out, I believe, 2016, and Leprechaun Returns is in 2018.
Mm.
And maybe this was Origins was 14. Doesn't matter.
I think it was 2006 and 2008.
No, they're not that old. 2008?
Oh, no?
No.
Let me look it up.
Leprechaun Returns is very recent.
Okay.
Origins, though, is a little bit older.
Leprechaun's Origins was in 2014.
Yeah, okay,
you're right.
That makes sense.
You're right.
So, Leprechaun Origins 2014, and then we watched Returns, and so it's like they knew this movie was so bad. They're like,
we
gotta
get back to basics. Back to the well.
Go back to the well. Good one, Mike. I've been watching you. You've been improving in your jokes this whole time.
It's that leprechaun.
Yeah,
cum.
You can just go away. What'd you say?
It's the leprechaun cum.
I'm part of you now,
I
Michael.
Know. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
You drank my cum. I don't want to hear that in a sound
get
clip
out of
ever.
Here. Yeah. This movie's fucking awful. I hate it. I hated every moment of it.
I tell you this every time. I go through rewrite my notes. This one, I was like, I don't need to. I don't even know half the characters' names. Doesn't matter.
I don't
They're
know.
Basically nothing.
You got Sophie. You got Ben. You got Jenny. And you got David.
I have blonde girl, brunette girl, dudes.
Is one of the girls blonde?
I think so.
Oh.
It's hard to tell. It's dark the whole time.
It's very dark, yeah.
Dark
the whole
movie
shot in the night, yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. This movie is just like, I don't even know
it
what we're
looks
doing
like
here.
Shit, too.
It looks... you, dude, the editing in this is one of the worst ever. I barely can tell what the fuck is happening the whole time.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There are moments where I legitimately had to rewind and be like, wait, where are we right now? Did I miss something? It's like, no, you didn't. The editing is just terrible. We just cut from place to place.
And I remember, even back then, when you talked about, like, oh, there's a Leprechaun movie that's made by WWE. Because this is a WWE.
I said WB. I'm like, they would have canceled that. It never released.
Okay, it's not a WWE. It's a WWE Studios movie.
And hey, what's up, Doc?
In my head, I'm like imagining a leprechaun wrestling. Like, that's all I imagine, right?
That sounds so much better than what we got.
This is not, there's nothing here to like compare. Like, the only reason I think it's a WWE movie is because Hornswoggle's in
this.
That's
it. Yeah. So they make movies, at least they used to, based on like a wrestler to be like, we're going to kind of like give you an
you
acting
gig. You
never
see his fucking face.
That's the thing. It's like so many of these other ones are like, you get to see, I think John Cena had a few at the very early where he's like, oh, Patriot, I've got a gun and I'm running around or whatever. And like, you see the character, you see the actor, you see the wrestler, it gives him promotion. This is just like, he's a little guy and he's Irish. We're going to make him a leprechaun.
And you know what pisses me off too is like, you see a photo. When I'm on IMDb, because I'm looking on IMDb for this movie.
Yeah.
The photo of Hornswoggle is him dressed like a leprechaun.
Yeah, that's like his gimmick.
Oh, is that his gimmick?
I think that's his
what
gimmick.
What the fuck? You're limiting this dude.
I know, and you put him in like a weird monster movie. It's like, it would have been so much better if they literally just gave him his wrestling outfit.
Yeah!
And he just ran around
with
just a weird
looking
guy.
Wrestling outfit.
It's cheap, and it'd be funny as fuck.
Yeah,
like,
it would.
That's such a funny thing, but they're like, what if we made it like the most grim serious, the most like they're trying. This is just the most try hard energy of a movie I've seen in a long time.
It's so bad.
But
dude,
it's try hard with no like heart, soul, thought behind it.
No charm.
And it's just like, it feels like an AI generated script. Like, it's obviously
true.
It's not, but it feels
obviously
like that.
Not. Yeah.
Like, it's so bland and basic. Like, if this was released now, people would be like, I think an AI generated
that. Yeah, I would think that. Yeah. I don't even want to talk about this movie.
I don't. I don't either, because there's just like,
there's nothing here that's fun.
It's got nothing. And then like, the thing is like, we watched this other movie, right?
Yeah.
And this is exactly what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear all this bullshit about how you hated it. Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, we are aware.
It has nothing going for it.
Nothing.
It doesn't have any references.
It doesn't look
to old
good.
Movie. It doesn't
yes.
look good. The editing is bad.
Yeah.
There's no reverence for the lore. There's no quips that are good.
The leprechaun design is like impossible to like.
I could not tell it. If someone told me this was
draw
like
it.
A character, draw it.
Yeah.
I would draw like a little creature from, I don't know, like the bad guys in what's that movie? They seem like the feral vampires in Underworld.
They seem
exactly like that.
The
little weird creatures that crawl on the ground.
It's like a large like Nick and Mole Rat type deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. The only thing that's leprechaun about it is it seems to kind of be interested in gold.
It's obsessed with gold. That's all it is. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And it's
that's all it is.
Like,
why? Why would you do this? Why would you go like, oh, this is a leprechaun now? Like, it just seems like a missed opportunity. It feels like you've absolutely misunderstood the charm of these movies.
100%.
Yeah.
And the fact that you went and took this brand.
Yeah.
That's barely a good brand and didn't just completely misunderstood it.
We're talking like movie producers. Like, you took an IP, a recognizable IP, and you've done this to it. Like,
their idea was like, make it hardcore and scary. And you know, I will say, The Evil Dead reboot,
one,
the 2013 one.
Oh, yeah, that one's rocks, yeah.
But that was kind of the same thing.
Right.
They took a franchise, and they're like, we're going to make it serious.
Right.
We're going to make this like a straight up like real horror movie. You know, at this point, the last movie we saw was like goofy, you know, Cenobites running around. And the Cenobites, why did they get the
Deadites? Deadites, yeah.
Running around. And, you know, it was goofy and funny. And then they go to the Evil Dead, like, reboot. And it's, like, gritty and
realistic,
grimy and super
and
gory. And
grounded.
And I feel like they saw that and were like, people like these reboots. It's like, well, the reason that reboot works is because
it's still genuinely scary.
It's scary. And it has reverence.
For the
previous movies.
Yes.
Like, even if it is taking a different change on it.
Right.
There is reverence for that movie and the respect for the franchise.
Like, it's sort of like the zombies, the Deadites in the Evil Dead remake look kind of like the original ones, but just with like better, like more money, right?
Pretty much.
Like, this doesn't look anything like a fucking leprechaun.
Not at all. And like, you could even make them scary and still have them be more recognizable as leprechaun. And instead of just being this boring, bland, feral ghoul that they barely even show.
They barely show
and
it!
That's the thing. They barely show the creature. And that is like the one weird thing about this movie is that it's trying to be like, we're going to make this like a real horror movie and they're going to like I feel like it's like a film student reading what makes a horror movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're
yeah.
like, well, don't show the creature because it's too scary if you do. Why don't you make the audience confused? And it's like all these things that are like very tropey and very easy ways to make a character and creature scary don't work for something that is like the whole point of this series is not really the fact that it's supposed to be scary. And if you do want to make it scary, it shouldn't go this direction. It should have some other element to it where, like, the fear isn't the fact that you can't see it. The fear is the fact that maybe it does some horrible shit after you get in, like, a calm, like, I don't know, maybe it, like, tricks you and it's like, come hang out, eat my cereal or something like that, you know? I don't know, like, something goofy or whatever.
Sure.
Then it fucking murders you in a horrific way and cuts you in half or something very visceral and scary. That's a way to make it actually terrifying.
I will say 90% of the reason I hate this movie is because I was expecting a leprechaun and I was not given one. Like,
that's pretty much it. Like, this could be called anything. This could be called ghouls.
Yes!
Ghouls return.
Yes.
Ghouls torture origins. The Irish. You know?
Yes.
Or Irish ghouls come get you. And it's only Irish because the people around them, Irish, right?
Are doing an Irish accent.
They're doing an Irish accent. Yes. Well, and then the movie, for all intents and purposes, they're Irish.
Right. But they're not, it's clearly not shot in Ireland.
No. Well, why don't you talk about how this movie opens? Because I'm curious what the actual origins are, what makes this creature come out. Because let me tell you, after the creature comes out, I ain't do much with it.
There's nothing. The creature's already loose. That's the thing. It's like,
really? There's no, like...
No, the creature's already loose. So, like, I don't want to talk about this fucking movie.
I'm sorry, Michael. I'm sorry. I'm making you sad.
Don't apologize.
Why don't you drink some more of this whiskey?
I'm good. All right. The movie opens with these two guys, Kat and Francis. This woman and a man. And they're running through the woods, and they're chased by a monster. Giant monster. I wrote down.
We're
a giant
already
monster.
Starting off with this?
Yes. And
like, what the fuck kind of structure is this of a movie?
Well, it's to show you that, like, this is what you need to be afraid of when the leprechaun eventually attacks.
So this isn't the leprechaun.
It is the leprechaun.
Okay. They really blow their load.
They really do.
They gotta...
But you don't see it. It's in like brush
well,
and
you
stuff.
You never fucking see the leprechaun.
I know. But I wrote down, I'm like, oh, it's like a big monster ate them. So I was like, oh, there must be like a big monster running around and the leprechaun's going to show up and go like, this monster's horning in on my...
Oh, I would love that. I would love leprechaun versus like Jason or something.
That's what I thought it was.
Leprechaun versus Kong. Yes, that's what we do.
Leprechaun.
I would love to be a cameo in that Monarch series. One of the best. Fuck Godzilla.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I could ride Godzilla. I like that idea.
That would be great. I'd like to see you riding Godzilla. You're so tiny already.
Well, I'm going to ride Godzilla. Oh, you're a lizard fucker.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I am.
He's going to go up Godzilla's butthole.
Oh, yeah. right in there.
So movie opens with a bunch of stock footage of Ireland. Mm-hmm. And then they cut to actually where they're filming the movie, which is not Ireland.
So this is supposed to be Ireland.
It is supposed to be Ireland.
Are you kidding me?
Yes. I'm not kidding you. This is supposed to be Ireland.
I legitimately thought they were like, well, this is like similar to the first movie where they're just like, they brought the thing to them.
Nope, this isn't Ireland.
There's no... They didn't even try.
They did try. They went to a stock photo.
They're like, establishing shot, that's all we need. Nothing else to reinforce.
And they got a couple of actors to do bad Irish accents. So, you know, they got that too.
Okay, so these two people are just some random people that just pop by then. The main characters that aren't Irish, which is like most of the main cast.
Yes, the four guys. So you got Sophie, Ben, Jenny, and David. They are a bunch of college students. And honestly, the plot is kind of similar to like Midsommar. It's four college students. Sophie is the smart bookish one who's writing a thesis about ancient Celtic lore.
Okay.
And so they arrive there. They want to check out the oldest.
Wait, so what happened to the monster?
They died.
So just some random people.
Yeah, just random people.
Okay.
Right. And so honestly, that part is like useless. Like, there's no reason to have that.
No, it's just to show you it's scary.
So the gang of teens arrive at an open field. The guy that drove them refuses to drive any closer to their destination, which is the oldest village in Ireland, apparently.
Okay.
And they walk by a large stone pillar.
They really love the stone.
There's a big stone pillar.
Just down the field, right?
On the middle of the field. And they see a random guy with a gun. They arrive in the village. There's a creepy pub. They meet Hamish.
A pub?
A pub. They go into a pub.
Okay.
A creepy pub.
What's creepy about it?
Just a bunch of quiet Irish people. And, you know, Irish
nothing
people should be quiet.
That. They got to
be
loud.
They're
loud and
boisterous.
Exactly. That's what we're talking about. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
That's exactly
why you
want
to make it creepy, you know? The director was like, what's scarier than a bunch of Irish people being quiet?
Nothing.
What are they thinking?
I don't even know.
I'm Irish and I don't even know.
You're never quiet.
I'm never thinking.
You're never thinking or quiet.
Nope.
Yeah.
I'm go.
You should get into politics.
Don't tempt me. I just love hustle culture.
Yeah. So they go into the pub. They meet Hamish. Mm-hmm. He suggests checking out the Stones of the Gods.
Oh, that's what I call them.
What are you referring to?
Oh, like balls.
The balls? The balls.
You know, like Apollo has like big balls. You know that story?
No.
Yeah, man.
Tell me about Apollo and his big balls.
What else is there to say, baby? It's on the cover, you know?
That's right.
Like, this is about the leprechaun origins. What else is there to say, baby?
It's the origin of leprechaun.
It's on the cover.
Tell me this before we continue. At any point, does leprechaun, because it's the origin of leprechaun, right? Does he ever put, like, a little hat on?
Michael.
What?
There is no hope. Everything you hope for.
He looks like that the whole time.
There is... This character doesn't change, man.
Oh, no.
The movie doesn't change at all, man. It's so bad. Why am I watching this? There's nothing changing. It's just exactly what you expect. A lot of people die. A couple of them escape. That's it. Yeah,
cool. I love that.
It's terrible.
Love that.
It's awful. There's no, like I said, no reverence.
Yeah. So they go to check out. He's like, there's these Stones of the Gods. They're really far away. And you can stay, like, at this little cabin if you want. That's sort of like
in Ireland.
Yes,
definitely Ireland.
Yeah, right. He's like, stay at this Irish cabin near our property if you want. This is annoying. He's like, it's a 7-hour hike to go to the Stones. Sophie's like, I want to go, and her boyfriend Ben is like, he's studying to be a doctor, and he's like, I don't want to go on a 7-hour hike. And I'm like, yeah, Hamish, if you want, spoilers. Hamish is trying to, like, lure them in so that he can feed them to the leprechaun. Okay. And I'm like, why not make it seem a little more attractive? Like, a 7-hour hike is not an attractive thing for anyone, you know? No. You want to hustle them a bit, you know? Yeah. You're like, oh, yeah, it's only about a 2-hour hike away from this cabin. It's getting kind of dark. Stay at the cabin for the night, and then you go for the hike.
Sure.
I don't fucking
know. I don't. Yeah, that makes no sense, dude.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm even talking about.
I don't know what we're doing here.
I don't know what
this
I'm doing.
This is a cursed fucking... Like, we could just... We thought we were done, man.
We did.
We thought we were done. And then we got drugged back.
Yeah, it's... I'm so pissed.
I'm so mad. Like, I was, like, proud of you, and now I'm disappointed. That's all I'm saying.
Proud of me?
I thought we were, like, watched one good leprechaun movie. I was like, this is the reason we kept going. And then it's like, no, there was a secret one hiding in the back.
I see. This is my fault. I wanted to watch just one more leprechaun movie.
You
want
to watch this one more, and you know what? You cursed us to two.
Dude, that's true.
And it's not even a good one.
All right.
It's probably the worst one.
This is absolutely the worst movie. Sophie's there for a master's thesis. She's interested in seeing the Stones. It's a 7-hour hike. Her boyfriend doesn't want to go, but everyone else does. They stay at Hamish's little cabin. Mm. They also meet Hamish's son.
Yeah.
Whose name's Sean.
Sean, yeah.
So you got Sean and Hamish. Mm-hmm. They're brought to the cabin. They are annoyed.
There's six characters in the entire movie.
There's six characters, including Ian, who is friend of Hamish and Ian.
That's Ian.
And Sean. It's fine. They hear a noise in the brush. Hamish immediately pulls a fucking shotgun out.
As you do.
And then they're like, what is that?
Sorry about all that.
What was that? What was that all about?
Well, there's a lot of wild boars around these parts. They get pretty nasty.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and I'm like, I feel like this is a reference to that one Twitter incident.
It has to be. Yeah, 2014? Right? That kind of seems like around the same time.
I honestly don't know. Maybe it wasn't.
I think it might have been a little earlier. Yeah.
Not even a little. Way earlier.
This is way earlier.
This happened when we were in college, which was.
No, Mike. We were in college in 2014.
Were we? Oh, we were in college in 2014.
Well, we were just getting it. I was just leaving. You might have. Yeah, I think that was
this
the same
was time. When the Wild Boars thing happened.
Exactly when the Wild Boars. Oh, God. That was a long time ago.
Well, then.
Anyways,
let's continue.
Oh, thinking about your age, aren't you? Thinking about the little existential crisis.
We're turning
this
old.
Is exactly what I wanted. Oh, you thought you got off scot free. Let me tell you,
asshole.
Fuck the Scots, is what I'm saying.
All right. The cabin has no power. Mm. Hamish leaves them, and he leaves his little gold watch hanging outside of the cabin, and then he leaves them to die, essentially.
Yeah.
He's using them as bait
for the
leprechaun. In the middle of the night, there's a loud thump on the door. Jenny investigates, and she sees something outside. Everyone else wakes up, and the guys start laughing at her. They're like, it's probably just like a fucking deer or something.
Oh, it's so scary. You know, deer make noise like that.
Yeah, exactly. And then David says he's going to go investigate, but then he realizes the front door is locked from the outside. And they can't get out.
Oh, my God.
And Jenny goes and sits by the chimney because it's the furthest away from, like, the front door.
Okay, this chimney's weird. This chimney in this movie, I didn't quite get this chimney. Continue.
Why don't you explain?
Just the logistics of it. It feels like there's a back door to the chimney.
There is a back door to the chimney, yes.
Why the fuck do you have a back door to the chimney?
Because that's how the leprechaun gets in.
Okay, but like realistically, like logistically, why would you ever put a back door in the back of your chimney?
The whole reason this cabin exists is as a place to lock people in and then have the leprechaun come in and eat the people.
Oh, so, this is that kind of movie.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly.
So sacrifice people.
He's exactly right. So yeah, so as you've so appropriately mentioned, the leprechaun immediately gets in through the chimney. I'm gonna have to sort of like reread my notes, because in my notes I'm like, a monster comes in. It's not a monster, it's a leprechaun.
I mean, that's fair.
So the leprechaun is predator vision.
Yes, the whole time they do the predator vision thing. Yeah. And I'm like, why are we doing this?
Because
there's
dark.
No other character but that's that. But even during, yeah, I guess during the dark, but like there's nothing else going for leprechauns. We're like, might as well give him a fucking night vision power, I guess.
I don't know what else it's just really fast, I guess, too.
He's just a fast little ghoul.
Yeah.
He's just a ghoul, dude. Like,
yeah, I know. Why? Like he's not a leprechaun.
He's not a leprechaun, dude. Like, this is your standard character you see in like any sort of like video game. Like,
yeah.
Your medium difficulty character that you just get a bunch of and you fight him when you're like slightly higher level. I don't know.
I fucking hate this movie. It's so terrible.
It's so bad.
They close the door on the leprechaun, which actually stops the leprechaun from getting in. I wrote down, monster looks like some kind of creepypasta. They discover a little door behind the chimney.
Not quite fully developed, but scary, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. The monster, that's how the monster got in. They crawl through the chimney.
Let you know, I was not starring in this movie at all, right? This is a different
I'm
leprechaun.
Aware of that.
I was consulted, though.
Were you really?
But then ignored. Ignored.
Were you at least paid as a consultant?
Absolutely not.
Really?
Yes, that's why I'm taking out my revenge on you. To watch this movie.
We didn't do anything.
You brought
this
hell upon yourself.
Okay.
This is it. I figured I was saving this one in the chamber for you.
You really
were.
The
whole time I was waiting, I was like, they're going to get the wardrobe.
You were waiting on
it. And then
us.
You skipped it.
We skipped it. We didn't know it existed. And now we do. And now
sure
we're the worst
didn't.
For
I
it.
I think you skipped it on purpose.
No, we did not.
I
we didn't
think you skipped it on
existed.
Purpose.
Never. No. I did not know this movie existed until just a couple days ago.
Fine story, Michael. Fine story.
They crawl through the chimney because the door behind
The background, yeah.
But then David's leg gets all ripped up by the monster.
Oh, yeah. He's kind of like a slightly balding guy a little bit.
He's
like a little bit.
Guy.
Not much. Like, yeah, exactly. You know, like in 10 years, he's going to be bald.
Yeah. He's I wrote him because everyone has like their character, right? So you got Sophie. She's the bookish one.
Yeah.
Got Ben, who's her boyfriend. Uh-huh. Starting to be a doctor. Got Jenny, who's the other girl. And then you've got David, who's a pervert.
Is he trying to like hit on?
He's him and Jenny are like boyfriend and girlfriend, but he's really like a weirdo about it. Okay. Yeah, he's a lot. Anyway, so yeah. So then there's a house nearby, which is actually Hamish's old house. And so they go into that house to like escape the leprechaun. It appears that the leprechaun is afraid of the light.
Oh yeah, he doesn't like flares or whatever.
He doesn't
which
like
is
light.
Like, why is this a leprechaun again? This could be a ghoul.
This could be anything, right? Yeah. They investigate the house. The basement is full of shoes. So I was like, oh, leprechaun and shoes.
That's like the only reference I've ever heard.
But then it's also full of other things. So I think these are just the shoes of the people that got killed by the leprechaun from years past. So it's
boring.
Not actually a reference.
It was like they're
I know.
Ready to go.
First thing I see. So we then see Hamish and his son. We learn that Sean, Hamish's son, doesn't like doing this. Mm-hmm. This is like his first year doing it, and he doesn't like it. And he's like, we're killing innocent people. And Hamish is like, come on.
First year doing it? What was he doing before then? He's like off of college, like having a good time. He's like,
he was too young, I guess, yeah.
He's like on spring break.
He knew
a great
that
time.
This was happening. He just wasn't like taking part in it, basically.
No, so he's like, killing people is cool until I have to do it.
Basically. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know.
I guess you're right.
That's human
that's
nature
life,
right
baby.
There, man. Yeah, he's like, he doesn't like that innocent people. He's sending innocent people to die. Hamish is like, they're not innocent. I'm like, yeah, they are.
Yeah, what'd they do?
They didn't do anything.
What did he say? What is he? He's like, they're not innocent? What did he say?
They had premarital sex.
No, I think he says, like, they wanted to go check out the stones, but, like, that doesn't make them not
the
innocent.
They wanted to disrespect our culture.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So, apparently, Hamish... So, the reason that this all happened was because Hamish and a bunch of the other, like, Irish people used to work in a mine, and then they found the gold of the leprechaun in there.
Okay.
And they took it, and now the leprechaun is looking for the gold.
Oh my God, there's a little bit of lore.
There's a little tiny little bit of lore.
I was waiting. I needed something.
There you go.
Well, there you go, audience.
So this is all Hamish's. There's the origin.
That's it. That's the whole origin story.
There's the origin.
That's it, right? There's nothing else. Because there's nothing else, right?
There's nothing else.
This is it. And this is it. The whole movie.
Nothing else changes.
That's it. This is the whole movie. There you go. There's your Leprechaun more.
So, good night, everybody.
You can't stop out of this, can you?
Oh, fuck. I thought we were
going to die. Yeah, I thought you were done. Ethan has to explain his turn.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'm not even done with my half of the movie yet. Sophie finds a book. Hurry
it up. Ethan's got a lot of explaining to do.
Well, I'm rushing. I promise you.
Oh, yeah. I feel like you're rushing. Yeah.
Sophie finds a book about the Stone of the Gods. It also says that the creepypasta monster is a leprechaun, which I got very upset to learn about that.
You're like waiting for the leprechaun to show up at this point, right?
Yes, I was. I was like this. It felt like when we saw Shin Godzilla, and I was like, that's not Godzilla. That doesn't look anything like Godzilla.
But he evolved at least.
Right, exactly. That's what I thought would happen here, too.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, at the end, he's going to like put on a hat.
Yes!
And it's like, he's going to like become...
He's going to get on 2 feet, and he's going to be like, oh.
Yeah, he's going to say, he's going to do something.
Yeah, no.
Never.
No, not at all. Blah, blah, blah. This is what it turns into when you steal its gold. They have to cross the stones to be safe. The stones...
So they get out of this area, they won't.
They have to get out of the area, and then they won't follow them. Hamish and his son and another guy, Ian, go to clean the cabin up. They just assume that they're dead. I don't know why. Why not just wait till morning when it's safe?
Maybe the leprechaun's busy. Like, he's satisfied, so he just like chills out.
What?
If he killed them, maybe.
How does he know that he killed them? Why not just wait till morning?
I mean, that's a good point, because the light would be there, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like 100% same. I don't know. They're fucking dumb. They got to have some dumb. The movie's fucking stupid, man.
So they go and they realize there's no bodies. They're like, okay, well, the leprechaun isn't actually like satiated yet.
Yeah.
We have to go find them.
I need my blood.
Exactly.
That's what I say every time. I need my blood. That's what I'm all about.
That's what you're obviously about.
Listen, boys. What? Boys, I wanted to show you this movie because I want to show you it's not all rainbows and sunshine. I want to tell you that
I'm pretty sure rainbows is a pretty big part of the leprechaun.
Exactly,
mythos.
There is none in this movie.
There
is
there?
None.
No, because it all takes place during the day.
No,
yeah.
None at all. Not one bit. And yeah. I want to tell you that running a franchise is not easy when you're when you're glued to it and attached to it. Sometimes people take your likeness and they milk it for impure purposes.
Right.
And you're not having a great time when Leprechaun Returns.
Sometimes they don't even use your likeness.
They
sometimes
don't.
They turn you into a weird.
They don't.
Monster.
Not at all. They don't even. They bring you on as a consultant to think that you're, gonna have some say in whatever you're done with your stuff. But Hollywood, a bunch of bastards. All of them. I hope they all die.
Yeah, I mean.
But it returns. I forgave them a little bit. But I need you.
Yeah.
Both of you.
Yeah.
I'm a part of you now because of what you drank.
I'm aware of that.
But I wanted to let you know that life isn't easy.
You know what? I know that because you've been on this podcast for weeks.
I know, but I wanted to show you. You had it good, my boys.
I guess we did.
We did, but I just wanted you to know.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay.
I'm going to go sit in the corner.
All right, please do. So, Hamish and his son and the other guy go to the house, and our gang grab weapons in the basement to try to protect themselves. Sean comes downstairs and sees them, and he refuses to kill them. Because he's like, look, they've earned their freedom. Like, they survived. Like, let them go, basically. But Hamish is like, no, we're going to kill them anyway. But then they hear gunfire above. And they're no, Ian. So they run upstairs and they lock the basement door behind them.
They don't see Ian?
They don't see Ian.
Okay.
Because I have the movie. I don't see Ian.
I forgot I had to talk about this movie.
Yeah, you fucking asshole. I also had to talk about this movie. I didn't enjoy it either.
The people are like, wow, basement, how are we getting out of here? And they axe the door and it opens up because they're like,
well,
that'll work.
Easy.
I know. And then I realize in the basement, there's a guy walking around with a flare. I think it's Hamish. Mm. I don't know what's up with the sound design, but everything's so silent when this guy's walking around. Like, it's like, the production of this movie is like the worst thing I've seen
so
in a long
bad.
Time. Like,
it's so bad.
When they're walking around talking, the main characters, there's like some sort of like ambient sound. Mm. When it's just that guy with the flare, it is like dead silent. It is so bizarre how weird it is. Anyway, so they just run away. But they run away because they see this guy with a gun and a beard. I think it's Hamish's son, Sean. And he doesn't kill them.
Oh.
He's like, you guys can get out of here.
Yeah.
So they try to go to the car, and the car doesn't work. So they just try to run away. The guy with the flare guy, I call him, is just walking around with the flare. He finds a dude in the shed. It's Ian. He has the axe impaled on him. He's dead. And
Ian's dead?
Ian's dead.
He's my favorite character.
Name one thing about Ian.
He had a beard.
One character trait about Ian that's his personality.
Oh, he was a good friend. He was always there for you.
Was he?
Him, you know?
Are you sure?
Sure, man.
The flare. So, like, we see heat vision and fucking tries to attack the guy with the flare, but, like, the guy, the leprechaun gets distracted and attacks Ian again and, like, chews him up while the flare guy escapes through the window. And I guess Ian gets eaten, even though we see him again later and he looks fine.
Ian?
Like, I mean, Ian, the guy, he's dead.
The guy who's the best friend?
He's already dead. He's getting eaten, it sounds like. But
Ian
he doesn't.
Got eaten?
Ian got eaten. Eaten with Ian. Mm. Exactly.
But he's alive?
No, he's fucking dead, dude.
But you see him later.
He's still dead, but he's just not eaten.
Huh? How?
I don't know. I don't know, Mike.
See, you can always rely on Ian, you know? He's a good friend.
Somebody's getting eaten. But he's not getting eaten.
Yeah.
Some dude has some leg issues. They're trying to run to the car. Some old lady shows up. Have you seen this old lady before?
She ran the pub.
Okay, she shows up. She's like, get in my car to be safe. And so I'm like, wow, Irish accents. That's crazy. So they get in there and they're like, oh, did Amish and her sound hurt you? I'm so sorry. And they get in and they're in the back.
She can't be trusted.
She can't be trusted because
she's
stops.
Not Ian. Ian's a good friend.
Exactly.
She's not a good friend.
So apparently the doors are locked and she's like, hold on a second. So she gets out, locks the doors on them, and Hamish and his son show up with shotguns. And they're like, thank you, Mary, for bringing us these guys. And they're like, all right, if we don't keep doing this thing, won't be satisfied. There'll be hell to pay. They tell the kids, the college kids.
Right.
But then, like, so Hamish is pointing a gun at the four of them. They're standing out of the car. And some dude, it doesn't matter. I'm not naming these guys. Who cares?
Sean?
The main guy.
Hamish?
No, the
Ben.
Main, the guy dating the lady.
Ben.
Sure, Ben. Whatever. Who gives a fuck? It's probably him. Ben, like, attacks him and, like, throws something at him, even though he has a shotgun at him, and pulls the gun out on him with a pipe, starts beating him. They say, it's all his fault. The brunette lady gets hurt.
Sophie?
But they all get knocked out. Yeah, Sophie. And they wake up again. And they're tied up to trees with necklaces around their neck. I don't know what these necklaces are. Anyway, one of the dudes just starts screaming. And the leprechaun appears. It's a little creature. He's like, oh, I'm just a ghoul. And he starts screaming at him. And it grabs the blonde lady's tongue piercing and pulls it out.
I didn't know she had a tongue piercing.
Well, it doesn't matter anymore because it's out of her face now. She pulls it out. And there's a guy, not the main guy that you're talking about, the other dude. He looks. I call him
Ian.
Military guy? No, not Ian. One of the four college kids. He gets sliced by the leprechaun. His stomach's all ripped up and he's bleeding.
Does he have the short hair or
it says
the
David.
Bald hair?
David?
David.
David, he's dead.
Oh, no.
R.I.P. David.
Man, David was
the
so cool.
The editing is terrible because, like, there's, like, it shows that they're all next to each other, but then, like, David runs away and then comes back, or one of the characters runs away and comes back, and it's very confusing. I thought there were two different sections of trees they were tied to. It was so confusing.
Bad movie.
Anyway, he runs back. Another guy escapes. The main guy, I don't know. He fucking unlocks everyone and, like, breaks them free, so they all run away. So they go back to the cabin, and the brunette lady's like, we're gonna fucking kill it. And so they hang some gold in the fireplace to try to trap it. And so the blonde lady's, like, injured, so she's like, because of her tongue, right? So she's like, I'm gonna go hide and try to, like, open the trap door and, like, try to have the creature come through at the same time.
Right.
So she goes and, like, hides behind the fireplace, and they're all waiting for the fireplace, and she's going to open it up. She's going to, like, bait him. And so the little leprechaun comes in and grabs the blonde lady, and she's like, oh, shit. And so they're like, oh, fuck, it's coming. And the fireplace, like, opens up. At this point, I'm like, why the fuck is this fireplace like this? The fireplace opens up,
yeah.
And you're like, they raise their axe. They're ready to kill it. And then the blonde lady comes through and they stab the blonde lady.
Oh, my
God. They axe the blonde lady
right
in the head.
Their
they
kill
their friend. And the brunette lady screams. She's scared. She's like freaking out.
Oh, no.
I'm like, this leprechaun, he's got moves.
Yeah.
I guess. That's like the only like semi-intelligent thing he's done this whole time.
I don't know if it was even intelligent or if it was just like,
I guess I'll throw this guy out here.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So then they run away. They get they go to the truck again. There's no keys to the truck and the leprechaun's trying to break in. So it's just two people at this point. You know, what's his face? And
Hamish?
And then the brunette lady. No, fuck those other people. I'm talking about the main characters. The
Sophie and
kids.
Matt.
Sophie and Matt are the only ones alive.
Okay.
And leprechaun's trying to break in. And by the way, Sophie at one point fell. And Matt? Is that his name?
What?
What the fuck is his name?
Matt?
You just told me the guy's name.
Yeah, Matt.
Matt was like, oh, I didn't come get you because I was trying to get the car. And she's like, I can't believe this. So we're
Ben.
Like, Ben. Ben fucking is a bad Matt. Guy. It's okay. Matt was in the last movie, I think.
Yeah. Ben's a bad guy. Ben's a bad boyfriend.
So Ben sucks.
Yeah. But he's a doctor.
They do see.
That's gonna come into play, right?
No. They see Ian's dead body and like him. The keys must be on him. So Ben goes and distracts the leprechaun by like getting a flare and like trying to make the leprechaun be like, whoa. And she goes and gets the keys. But it doesn't really work. And the leprechaun goes and attacks her anyway. But she runs away.
Oh.
They go to the leprechaun and they run to the cabin because they can't get. They kind of have to like run away from him. So they go to the cabin and the leprechaun like grabs Ben and rips out his spine in like a very slow, boring
Ben!
Way. I know he's dead.
Oh man.
She hides in the attic. It's gonna get her, but Hamish's son appears and like shoots the leprechaun.
Mm.
Sean, he's like a cool guy now. He like shoots
Sean's
leprechaun
cool.
off.
I bet the two of them are gonna fall in love.
I mean, that would be great. That'd be great.
I'm rooting for him.
And he's like, run! I don't know what the vibe is here at this point. I'm just like, who's this guy? Well, because like, I don't know. They were stuck here, like, using sacrifices, you know, at this point. I'm just kind of, like, confused.
Right. It's pretty confusing.
And then so she's like, all right, I'm going to run. But then Hamish appears and pulls out a gun. And then the son pulls out a gun and points at Hamish. And it's like, you need to run. And so Sophie runs away. And then fucking Sean fights with his dad and pushes his dad down the stairs. And then the leprechaun comes and eats his dad.
Oh, no.
And, like, his son, Sean, is, like, crying the whole time.
Oh, man.
And he's, like, he's almost dead, but he's not quite dead. And then he dies because the leprechaun eats him.
Right.
And then Sean almost shoots the leprechaun, but then he was fucking, like, too busy eating his
Hamish,
dad.
Yeah.
And, like, the screen gets all, like, Vaseline gets all over it, and it's all like, whoa!
No!
Violence is happening! Anyway. Let's see. She tries to run away, and the leprechaun tries jumping in the back of the car. She's driving away at the car, and she breaks suddenly, and the leprechaun like flies forward.
Oh.
You're like, oh, man, is it dead? It looks dead. She gets out of the car for some reason.
Why?
Oh, because the car crashes.
Oh, okay.
And she tries running, and she's like going through the forest.
God damn it.
And she's like, oh, I'm like, oh, man, leprechaun's going to get her.
Yeah, of course. It's fast. It's very fast.
And did the leprechaun kill Sean at all? No, it doesn't seem like it does.
Well, good, because they're going to wind up together.
I'm wrong. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
It matters
so
a lot.
So she fucking...
That's a human life, man.
His life doesn't matter. Don't worry. I'll get it later.
Oh, okay.
So she... Like, the leprechaun's going to come up on her, and she's like, falls over. Mm. But she has a bunch of gold. I don't know where she gets this gold from, but she pulls it out and distracts him with it. And then she says, fuck you, Lucky Charms, and cuts his head off. And his head flies off.
The demon leprechaun
thing? Demon leprechaun. And the demon leprechaun, by the way... When the action of her cutting it off, it looks like she cuts his jaw off, but then it fully shows that his whole head was cut cleanly off.
Oh.
Bad effect. And that's it.
I also hate this inclusion of fuck you Lucky Charms, which makes this movie feel a lot more like funny than it actually has been.
It's like, they're like, well, it's a horror movie, so you gotta have a funny quip before you kill the monster, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, anyway.
But so, that would be more in like line with the movie we just saw, you know?
Yo, you mean a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly, exactly.
So then she... goes to a weird tall stone, rests against it for a second, and runs away. And then we hear the leprechaun laughing, and then the movie ends.
What a piece of shit.
This is like...
Nothing movie.
This is just... That's the thing. It was like the empty calories of the movie. Like,
yeah.
It was nothing. And then I thought maybe it was a post-credit scene, but it was just a bunch of random like B-roll footage they had of just like, look at the basement. Isn't it scary?
That's what it was?
That's it.
Oh.
And it's just like random shit like from the movie. But like, yeah, so she gets away. I don't really know what happens to Sean. He might die. I fucking
Who cares?
Forgot. Who cares though at this
point?
Well,
actually, I mean, the leprechaun's dead, right? He got his head cut off.
Well, he laughed at the end though. Like, he obviously is coming back. He's going to come back probably.
Yeah, why would it?
And stay in that little circle.
And like, that implies that the leprechaun can laugh.
Yeah. That implies that the leprechaun has something going on. Did I write Raph? No, it says, I said gurgling. Excuse me.
Okay.
He just gurgled.
Thank God.
I was hoping he would laugh because I would. The fact that he would laugh would imply that he's evolving and getting more interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But no, he's just a gurgling creature. And it's just like.
This movie's so bad, dude. It's the worst movie.
I can't believe how bad this movie was. I can't
believe it either.
This fucking little leprechaun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm here.
Okay.
And I'm telling you.
Yeah, what do you think about the movie, Leprechaun?
Oh, I hated it.
Okay.
I hated it. What are my one-liners? You know?
Exactly.
What are my fun quips?
Where's your costume?
Where's my costume?
You're running around naked in this movie.
I'm a little nude, man. Oh, that's why I told you. It wasn't me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's someone else. I was just consulted.
Mm.
And I'm just letting you know that I think you know, Vince McMahon, he's a bad man.
She is a bad
guy. He's a very bad man. Yeah. And he's the reason this movie's terrible.
Oh, he's
lying.
It
was all his disrespect. He like, oh, Boonswoggle, we have a role for you.
Hornswoggle. And then,
I don't know who he was. I think I watched WWF.
That's or WWE.
Whatever. You think I watched that shit?
Turned into British, that's fine.
I like to say shite.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
What was I talking about? I've had a lot of drinks.
You've been also drinking.
I've been drinking quite a bit. Let me tell you, I regret this movie. But I love putting it on you, fine folks. I love breaking out of your little shitty Trapricon trap.
Let me read this little bit of trivia really quick.
Oh, yeah.
Despite having very little screen time and no dialogue, star Dylan Hornswoggle stated that he had never seen any of the previous Leprechaun films, which the director told him, good. And he has since chosen not to view any. And as he was warned, he wanted his performance to be his own creation without the influence of prior films. When asked, Hornswoggle said he was glad he hadn't seen the other films and felt that his version was better. And felt the audience would walk out saying, what was the name of that other guy nobody cares about playing the old one? Nobody cares.
I think that's why I said, fuck this man.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck him.
Fuck him!
No respect for his elders.
And like, what do you mean?
I honestly, like, that's such a wild choice to be like, I don't want to watch it, and I'm going to do better than him.
Yeah! And I was like, you don't even know what you're working with. Walk out of a movie going like, oh, the guy that played the monster in this movie that you could barely see did a way better job.
He was barely a character.
Yeah, exactly.
He could have been a CGI creature.
This is like saying it's like saying like, oh yeah, the guy that played the shark in Jaws did a really good job.
Yeah!
You know what I mean?
That's exactly it.
Like, you're literally just like a mindless character running around, which I guess if you haven't seen any of the other Leprechaun movies, then
you're
you can
like, this
only
is gonna
assume.
Be great. Imagine like one day he's sitting at home. He's like, let's see what these other, like, I'm just going to watch it.
And then like, he's like, honestly, like,
and he'd be like so sad. He'd be like, this is so much more entertaining.
If I were the director of the original ones and you hear like, oh yeah, I haven't seen the other movies. I'd be like, good, because I don't want you to get any ideas as to how I'm fucking you over here. We're like, you
I
know
think
what,
that's it. I
like,
think that's
right?
What he really meant.
Cause it's like, oh yeah, you think you're going to be in this movie and talk and be an actor and character? No,
you're
we
nothing.
Want you to be
you're
a monster,
just a beast,
which
you
is
know?
Totally what the other ones are too. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, this piece of shit. Are we gonna rank these movies?
I think we should absolutely rank these movies.
All
Why
right.
Not?
So this
Let's
one goes
go.
To the very bottom.
Yeah.
No
see.
Doubt about that. Oh, I have another thing I wanted to mention as I was looking
yeah,
up this
pull,
movie on IMDb really quick.
Yeah.
So I was looking up the other one, the good one, Leprechaun Returns.
Mm.
I looked up the director of the movie. Uh-huh. He has made a movie that we both enjoy.
Yeah.
Psycho Gorman.
He made Psycho Gorman?
He directed Psycho Gorman. The guy who directed Psycho Gorman also directed
I could see that.
Leprechaun Returns.
Sure.
Which I 100% can see. That's why we liked it so much, because it understood its tone. It got the comedy right. The makeup effects are pretty good. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, good
okay,
shit.
Okay.
Guys, if you haven't seen Psycho Gorman, highly recommend
That's
it.
That's a great movie.
That movie
my,
rocks.
One of my favorites.
Yeah. Hunky Boys.
Hunky Boys. I do care about them.
Okay,
so
at the very top, we're going to put Leprechaun Returns.
Really? You think that's better than all the other movies?
Yeah. You don't?
I really liked...
You like the original Leprechaun more?
I mean, there's something about the first one.
The only good thing about the first one is Warwick Davis.
That's a pretty big thing.
But the good thing about the other movie is literally everything else.
But, like, that's the star of the movie, right? Like, if you have the monster,
Warwick
he
Davis
sucks.
Is not the star of the movie.
Yes, he is.
He's not the star.
I'm pretty sure
Jennifer Aniston's the star.
I mean, she's the one with the top billing. Mm-hmm. But, like, let's be honest. Who's the star? It's the Leprechaun.
Mm.
I don't know,
He's
man.
The one that shows up more.
I feel like it's weird to put Leprechaun Returns as, like, the best movie. I feel like you have recency bias.
I don't think I do.
I don't think I do. You really want to put it up there?
I want to put
if
Leprechaun
you feel
Returns
that passionately about it.
I think Leprechaun Returns
I mean,
is a
I
way
did
funner film. Yeah.
I did like that movie a lot, and there's nothing like, you know, like, it ages pretty well.
I'd say those, I mean, realistically, I guess day to day, I would whatever, but like, yeah, I think that the first one and that one are like, if not even keeled, like, so close, right? Like, I put them both on one. Why not, you know?
I mean, that's not how lists work, Mike, but that's okay.
Returns is one, then
all right, I'll find
Leprechaun, the original one, is like a very close two.
Fair.
Okay?
And then...
Leprechaun 3.
Leprechaun 3, right? Leprechaun 3 is there.
And then I want to kind of put Leprechaun in space next.
Are you serious? Over Hood?
Over, oh,
come
I
on,
forgot
man.
About
How could you forget about Leprechaun in the Hood?
Okay, Leprechaun in the Hood.
I think Leprechaun in the Hood next.
All right, and then I kind of want to put Leprechaun in the Hood 2 next because it had one of the best protagonists in the movie. The movies. I didn't like the movie, but I liked the main actor in Leprechaun in the Hood too.
I kind of like Leprechaun Hood 2. Like Leprechaun 2 is kind of better though.
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't like my half.
Yeah, your half
too.
Had that gross part.
Yeah, mine.
Which
had
is weird
gross
because
part.
Every time I see a clip of like Leprechaun online, it always shows that part where he's being gross at lady.
It's awful.
It's weird that they're like, yeah, this is just funny.
That's the part that's funny.
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, there's so many other better parts than that movie.
Like your half.
I just feel
of the
like
movie.
Leprechaun Back to the Hood like was not.
It wasn't good.
Like. That part where he's just like reading out like this lady's trying to hook up with him and it's just like clearly Warwick Davis just giving up on life and just like reading his lines like as a normal person. It's
yeah,
not a leprechaun.
Fair.
You know?
Yeah, that's a fair point. Okay. All right. So you want to put Leprechaun 2 next then?
It is tough.
I know.
It is tough. Because
here's the thing is this is literally bottom of the barrel we're scratching at this point.
It's getting
Leprechaun
gruff.
2, Leprechaun in Space, and Leprechaun Back to the Hood. Are
No.
All...
Leprechaun in Space is the worst movie. Like,
no,
movie,
it is not. Leprechaun movie... Origins is the worst
yes,
movie.
Yes, no,
how
I mean,
dare
but like
you?
Leprechaun, like before that.
Okay.
Leprechaun in Space is like really fucking bad.
Yeah, it's pretty
it's
bad.
It's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. Yeah.
So
we're now with Leprechaun. So you know what? If you bent the knee on Leprechaun Returns being number one.
Yeah.
So what do you want to put next then?
I still think Leprechaun 2.
Leprechaun 2?
Yeah.
All right, Leprechaun 2 and then Leprechaun Back to the Hood.
Leprechaun Back to the Hood. I'm okay with that.
And then Leprechaun in Space.
Yeah.
I like how Ethan is writing this down like this matters to anybody.
I'm writing it down so I can read it back at the end.
Okay, and then the bottom is obviously Leprechaun Origins.
I'm seeing if there's anything else in the way.
Leprechaun. Is there any space. Other Leprechaun movies that we're
not
we're
that
missing?
I can think of. I think that's it. Leprechaun okay. Origins is probably the worst one.
Yeah, okay, cool. I'm glad you can Yeah, you're telling
also,
us.
Also, I spelled last Leprechauns wrong. It doesn't matter. I think that's it. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 movies.
It's too many movies.
Yep, that's all of them. So here's our ranking. The official The Other Half podcast ranking.
Official Other Half ranking.
Just
an upset.
The upset. Leprechaun Returns.
Yeah.
Number one. Leprechaun. Number two.
Leprechaun.
It's very confusing to say this out loud. Confusing. Number three. Leprechaun 3.
Oh! Mm-hmm. Leprechaun 4?
Leprechaun in the Hood. Mm. Leprechaun 5. Leprechaun 2. Leprechaun 6. Or number 6. Leprechaun Back to the Hood. Number 7. Leprechaun in Space.
Mm.
And number 8. The very best. Well, very last.
Oh, very best.
I even hit it a little... I've been in a little too much of that.
Yeah, that's true.
That leprechaun, special juice.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
The worst one, Leprechaun Origins, the biggest
terrible
piece
movie.
Of shit.
Now, there is apparently an untitled Leprechaun reboot coming out.
Ooh.
I don't know when that is coming out at all. But the thing is what I've noticed after
all
we
these
do
movies.
We do any sort of like series, I feel like there's always is going to be a reboot
right
on the horizon. So, you know, we'll have to watch that whenever it comes out.
If it ever comes out.
Yeah. I'm curious if it makes it to movie theaters. Because, I mean, there's been 8 movies and only 2 of them made in theaters. Like, that's a wild stat.
That's
like,
nuts.
Even Leprechaun Returns, which is a pretty good movie. We put it as our number one.
Yeah.
It's still direct to TV.
Yeah. That
garbage.
Wasn't even direct to, like video.
No.
Yeah.
Well, boys, I'm
well,
quite
Leprechaun.
Happy with this. You know, I can finally rest at peace because you've watched every single one of my movies and brought it to... The airwaves.
Yeah.
I mean, the internet waves. Whatever you kids are talking about these days.
Sure.
I'm like a
Fiber.
Million years old or whatever. I'm glad you all had a good time, I think.
Is this the only way to defeat a leprechaun is to watch all of the movies?
Yeah, perhaps is my unwritten secret.
Yeah.
You know, wrought iron, it's back. But
yeah.
Let me tell you, the real thing is just watching the whole series.
All the whole series. And no one's ever done that.
Absolutely not. This is the first time I was able to get 2 suckers to do it. And let me tell you.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you, boys.
Well, thanks.
I'm proud of you.
That
I'm
means nothing to
I'm
me.
Excited to what you do next. Wow, how dare you?
Sorry.
I'm
sorry
way
to
older
say.
Than you. Respect your elders.
Okay. All right. Do you have anything to plug?
I'm going to plug your butthole is what I'm going to do.
Okay. Well, before the leprechaun fucking...
I'm going to gag this guy. He's
yeah,
getting a little too
do.
Much.
Email us at emailtheotherhalfpodcast.com. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, Twitter, X, or on Discord. You can also, if you want to listen to our previous leprechaun episodes, find them on any podcatching app. And while you're there, please leave a 5-star rating and review. You can we'll read on the show no matter what it says, even if it causes the leprechaun to escape. and cause mischief.
I think he's gone. He just faded out in my hand.
Whoa!
I think we've cured our curse.
Our leprechaun problem.
I think you could finally poop at ease now, and he won't be peeping in on
God.
You. I think you can finally.
I haven't had a good shit in months.
Well, yet. Now you finally can, brother.
And that's longer than we've been watching the leprechaun movies. Good night, everybody.